Trevor Winkworth.
Trevor, hello. It's Paul Omani here. Can you hear me?
Paul, I can hear you loud and clear. How are you keeping?
Yeah, you're fine. You're breaking up just a little bit. But tell me, where are you right now?
I'm in Heathrow Terminal 1, and you can probably hear the trolleys in the background.
I can hear a lot of stuff in the background. And why are you in Heathrow Terminal 1? Where are you off to?
I'm heading off to China again. Remember we spoke about 3 weeks ago? I'm heading back to the manufacturing unit in China. We started production, and I hope on Wednesday, when I go to the factory, to be given the first units of our new design, which will be Buckekell's units, some diabetic product for Roche Pharmaceuticals, and some of our own brands. So they should be giving me 30 units, 10 of each, so that I can then assess the quality and we can start real manufacturing for clients immediately.
So you're going to collect, out in China, you're going to collect a product which is an audio guide to the Book of Kells, is that right?
That's right, for our current client. Right, and I will collect one for diabetic Roche Pharmaceuticals for South Africa.
Tell me about the South African one, because I recently went to see the Book of Kells in Dublin and I saw your existing audio guide on sale at the check-in desk there. So tell me about South Africa.
Good. We now have it in 5 languages in South Africa for Roche diabetic division down there. They've purchased close to 50,000. And this is the new design, which what we've done is we've improved the controls on the unit to make it more pliable for 2 reasons. Either for diabetic patients will have problems with their hands because obviously they're having to pinprick their fingers for blood.
Right.
So we've made the controls on the units that I should be given next week will be easier for people like that, diabetic people, and also for the elderly people for tourism products. We had some feedback that the controls can be a bit hard, you know, particularly if you're frail, your fingers. So one of the redesigns was to improve the controls, and we've also added the volume button will now be on the side. There'll be a separate volume button.
So look, just to take those in separately, you're actively then considering the needs of people who wouldn't find it all that easy to manipulate the controls, is that right?
Exactly, yeah. As ever, listening to customer feedback and making things better.
And these units, which are designed to help people with diabetes, most people listening to this will have absolutely no idea what kind of content there would be, what kind of audio content there would be.
There's up to an hour of content, and it really covers 2 areas. It covers helping them use their diabetic monitor. It talks them through it. Obviously, the visual aids as well. And also, it educates them on nutrition, because one of the big problems with diabetes is your nutrition. So it educates them on the background of carbohydrate, protein, fats. And then it's supported by visual documents which would emphasize what they're hearing. Because obviously a lot of potential patients down there are quite illiterate, so just giving them a 20-page book is a waste of time.
So do you give them stuff with diagrams? Is that what you give them?
Well Roche do. Roche give them a pack, so they have an audio...
Okay, can you hear me? Right, we've had a breakdown. I think I'll have to call in again. We'll stop this call and call again.